Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a first for me, Carol Daniel, with you on KMOX. And for KMOX Profiles, we are on the road at a nondescript warehouse in St. Louis with the CEO of Personal Touches by Janetta, Janetta Hawkins. We will talk with her and one of her partners coming up next on KMOX Profiles.
Welcome to Profiles. From entertainers to athletes, political leaders to entrepreneurs, Profiles gives you an insight into what has made these unique personalities who and what they are today. Now, Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Janetta Hawkins, it is so good to be with you on KMOX Profiles. Thank you for having me in the warehouse, in the office.
Thank you, Carol, for being here. We're so excited about today.
So tell people where I am.
Well, we are right in the heart of downtown, a little north of the heart of downtown. We are at 815 Cass Avenue. Right, probably about two or three blocks from the convention center.
And tell me, Personal Touches by Janetta, when I go to fundraisers, major events, and I walk into a room and it is decorated and the lighting is amazing, that is usually you. Usually you.
Absolutely. We have been so blessed and so fortunate to be able to paint the town with the personal touch. Yes, we're full service. We do all of the linens, the chair covers, the centerpieces, the lighting, anything that's going to help our client look good and brand their event so that next year it would be bigger, better, greater.
And so we have to go back then. How did this start? Who was Janetta before Personal Touches?
Janetta before Personal Touches was a young girl in sixth grade whose teacher used to pull her out of class to decorate the gym for the entire school.
Really?
Absolutely. So we would do paper flowers. I don't know if you remember
that. I do. I love those.
Yes, ma'am. They were the big old paper flowers. And we would cut out leaves and do anything and everything necessary to make our school plays look amazing. So I was that go-to girl. I won a lot of awards in art classes. My mother, who was my foster mom, she used to always make flowers and she would sew, and I developed a love for painting. So I've been an artsy type of child my entire life.
So from the sixth grade, did you have a vision then, or did it come later to actually have what you have today?
Absolutely not. I had no vision at all. You know, my dream was to go to college and get a good job and buy me a nice hot car and move out of my mother's house. That was my vision.
So, there's nothing wrong with that vision.
No. So, no, I had no idea that this love for art would lead me here today.
But you did accomplish all of that.
I did.
Hot car, house, you moved out of your mama's house.
I moved out of my mother's house. I never got the hot car. I'm still working on that part.
So, did you go to college, and what was that degree?
I did. I didn't graduate. So
I barely graduated, so we in this together.
Yes, ma'am. But what I did do is I went to a trade school, and I want to digress a little bit.
Yeah.
I have been a boss my whole life. I had a business at 7.
What was the business at 7?
I sold candy out of my house. I was the candy girl and ice cream. And I actually had my grandmother to sell it for me while I went and rode my bike. So I've been a boss. And then at 14, I had a babysitting job that I also put on my grandmother to babysit the kids while I went and rode my bike. So I think I've been, God was grooming me to be a boss even back then at 7 and 14.
So you hired your grandmother.
I didn't hire her. I just told her, hey, Mom, Granny, if anybody comes here, then this caused that, that caused that, and handle that.
And so who got the money?
You know, I can't remember that far back. I'm not sure, but I'm sure I did. And I'm sure I shared it with my grandmother. I went and bought her some fish and chips, some H-Saw fish and chip or something like that. That was her favorite.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in East St. Louis. I grew up in Parkside, over on the east side. And then that was at 7. That was at community. And then when I turned 14, we moved on 76th Street off of State Street. And that was my babysitting company.
I love it. So many. And your first employee was
my grandmother.
Your granny.
Yeah.
And so many people talk about what community was like then in East St. Louis and how much of a foundation they had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I love the culture in East St. Louis. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know, but Jackie and I grew up together. We went to the same great school.
Jackie Joyner Kersey.
Jackie Joyner Kersey. Mm-hmm. And so we...
Olympian Jackie Joyner Kersey.
I know. who's an amazing individual as well. And so we kept that tie all the way up until now. We still have that relationship.
And that just gives us a sense of what kind of foundation. Describe the foundation that you received, that you're standing on today.
Yeah, well, I had great parents. I'm a foster child. So I've been with my foster family probably from maybe 15 months on until they passed on. But they were very strict. And a lot of the parents in East St. Louis, you know, you had that mother-father structure and you just couldn't run around. And you had to be in the house before the lights came on, dusk to dawn lights, and, you know, you're running home. So I had a very structured childhood. I was the only child in the house, but I had an older sister who was also like a mother to me, too. So they made sure that I had everything that I could ever imagine, wanted. I was a little spoiled, but they also made sure that I had structure in my life, you know, and it was like, you are going to do this. It's not, do you want to? You know, the kids today, they have a lot of say-so in their life and future, but we didn't have any of those choices.
I always describe it as parents abdicating the throne.
Absolutely.
Which my husband would laugh to hear me say that, because he would say, you've spoiled your own children.
Uh-oh.
But they're grown now. We are here in St. Louis in the incredible facilities of Personal Touches by Janetta. We are going to take a tour, and I'm going to take you with me on KMOX Profiles. We'll do that later in the show. But coming up next, how does she do what she does, and just who is this beautiful person sitting next to her? Innovations of Excellence event planner Portia Oten. We're going to hear from her as well. That's coming up next on KMOX Profiles. We're back on KMOX Profiles, and I have you guys on the road with me for the very first time for KMOX Profiles. We're on Cass Avenue at Personal Touches by Janetta. You might drive by it all the time and not even notice. It is a warehouse building, and Janetta Hawkins, who is the CEO, was with us along with Portia Alton, who is a partner and an event planner with Innovations of Excellence. Her office is within Personal Touches here, and people might drive by it all the time. It's sort of a deep burgundy colored building. What color would you?
An olive green, absolutely. And we
is the door burgundy? Why am I thinking of that
purple door?
A purple door. That's what I'm thinking of. The purple door.
Like purple
okay.
Rain.
Yeah. How long have you been in this building?
We have been in this building at least 6 to 8 years.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You had to find a space for all the things you have that you bring when you design an event.
Absolutely. We were on Dr. Martin Luther King, and they wanted to put a gas station there, so we were put out.
Yeah.
Literally.
Okay.
So we had to find a place very quickly. So when we moved in here, this place was awful. And so it took us 2 years to put in the flooring, the electricity, the walls, the lighting, the plumbing, everything. We actually had to transform the entire space. But thank God we did, and we love our playhouse.
It is fantastic. So, and I want to better describe, I think, because I don't know if I've really done that, Personal Touches by Janetta. When I say event planning company, how should I describe? I know what you do. How should I describe it?
It's been a challenge for 31 years.
To describe it?
To describe it. It has been. But the best way I know how to describe, it's a special event design company. Yeah, special event design company. So our clients are event planners or inside corporations, their marketing department, event department. We are their leg, their vendor, so their support team. So
they come to you and they say, I have it's a fundraiser. It's a 10th annual fundraiser. I've gone to even Urban League events. I've gone to, what was the one event where you had the white couches at the Four Seasons? Wasn't that, that was you. She don't even know. She does so many events. That was a United Way. Was it a United Way event? An event may come to your organization or business will come to you. And do some come with a vision, or do they just say, here's the theme, please?
They come two ways. They come with no vision or a vision.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so either way, we're a partner, you know. So if they come with a vision, we show them how we can take that vision and bring it into and execute it and bring it into a reality. And then we have those that have no clue, but they have a budget. So then we
start Do we like them? No clue but a budget. Yay.
Yes. Actually, what our clients don't really, really understand is they get a whole lot more from us if they would allow us to be creative. It unties our hands.
Okay.
But sometimes when you come with a real clear budget, I mean, not clear,
real
budget,
clear vision.
But a real clear vision. It's micromanaged, and we can only give you what you're asking, but we see so much more.
Or
be so much more, but sometimes we're limited.
And so to describe it, I mean, just to imagine you guys, you're listening to KMOX right now, just imagine, we'll make this simple, you know, a room in your house that is blank is just like a room in the convention center that is blank, a room in a hotel. A meeting room that is blank. And so you come to Personal Touches by Janetta and you say, all I know is I love blue. And it's a 10th anniversary of whatever. So go for it. Or they may say, I love butterflies because I see those yellow butterflies when I came in the front door there.
So intuitive.
Yes. And so you just go from there.
We absolutely love those clients that know, that don't know what they want.
Because then you get to be totally creative.
Well, what we do, believe it or not, what I believe separates us from other decorating companies is other decorating companies may just go into a mode of, you could do this, that, and the other, and they pull from what they know. We go into a mode of research. What is the organization about? What is the message you're trying to get? Because we're much more than just flowers and linens. I want to brand. So if you're having an annual event, that means that we want to increase this to be better next year and be better than that and be better than that. So we've had the opportunity to do that with the St. Louis Business Journal and the St. Louis American newspaper to brand their event to the point where it will grow and grow and people want to come, they want to engage. So we want to create experience.
It is. When I am going to an event and I know that you have designed it, I know I'm going to walk into a room and it is going to be usually jaw-dropping.
Yay.
And absolutely unique. Okay, I know that. And in the interest of full disclosure, I just celebrated my husband and I our 25th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's been a hard-fought battle, y'all.
I know.
and we are winning. And so I knew, I had somewhat of a vision, but I knew that I wanted It was a small room because it was 30 people.
It was an intimate room.
It was an intimate room. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And so I called Janetta. First of all, I called another partner, and she said, call Janetta. Actually, that's how it happened. Mm-hmm. And so then we reached out, we were texting back and forth, and I just knew that I wanted white lights. Mm-hmm. And I wanted the walls to have some ethereal sort of feeling. Mm-hmm. And so she went into her mode. Janetta said, well, we'll drape a wall and we'll put up lighting. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, all right, we there now. Up, I'm up. I have arrived. I have up lighting. And you said we're going to do an amber to break up the white lights. Soften it up. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And so in the interest of full disclosure, I have just hired and paid you. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
And paid. Because people think I get a lot of stuff free. So that's, I'm saying that in part because, you know, and maybe I'm blessed with some things, but you have to pay for, you know, you have to pay for stuff, right? And so in the interest of full disclosure, we have just had a business relationship and it was beautiful.
Awesome.
The room was beautiful. That made such a difference.
Yeah.
Such a difference. So I thank you. It softened the room. So you do work. You do weddings.
We do.
As well. Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
How many events a year do you do?
Over 100.
Wow.
Over 100. And in the last...
And not just St. Louis.
No. As a matter of fact, we just got the contract to do and to design the convention for National Urban League and the National Kappa 84th Grand Chapter Meeting.
Fraternity, I should say.
Fraternity.
Kappa Alpha Psi.
Yeah, fraternity. Yeah. And their new Grand Pomark is from St. Louis, and he did advocate for us. And so we've been doing that for 14 years. And National Urban League, they picked us up from here, from St. Louis in 2017, and now we'll be on the road with them. Same thing with Kappa. They came here to St. Louis 16 years ago, and they picked us up, and we've been with them for those many years. Yeah.
As proven. Doesn't that tell us that?
Yes.
Doesn't that say that?
We're grateful.
We're grateful.
We're so grateful.
I promise I'm going to pull in Portia out and find out because she has great experience, even though she's just a young gun, as an event planner. Her company, Innovations of Excellence, is housed within Personal Touches by Janetta. So we will chat with her a little more. And then before we let you go, KMOX Profiles, we are going to take a tour. And we're going to describe everything that is in this incredible, incredible facility. So we'll be back with more on KMOX Profiles. We are back on KMOX Profiles with the CEO of Personal Touches by Janetta Hawkins, and Portia Outen, who is the owner of Innovations of Excellence, housed within Personal Touches by Janetta. Portia is also an event planner. And Janetta, before we talk to Portia, the young gun at this table, you wanted to say what?
I wanted to say that... partnering up with Miss Portia Outen was one of the best moves that I could ever make. And I am so grateful to her. And I absolutely love her. She is she's smart, innovative, and talented black woman. And can I say that?
You said it. I'm black.
Okay.
And a woman.
And I really, really am grateful that she's here.
Are you mentoring her? Is that...
You know what? I'm probably mentoring her just by my actions. And I throw in a little wisdom every now and then if it's asked. So I'm not all over her, like, you should do this and that. But she's mentoring me, too. So I'm learning from her. She's learning from me. It's an amazing relationship.
Well, Portia... thank you for joining us on KMOX Profiles.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Just 33 years old,
yes.
And you are with an award-winning designer. How did this relationship come to be?
So I connected with Miss Janetta back in 2014. I was just a up-and-coming event planner, and I needed some linen for this wedding, and she... enlisted her services for that, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. She is my go-to design partner. Whenever there's a vision in my head, she helps me pull it together, her and her team. We have really developed a really great partnership. She knows whatever's in my head, she can pull it out, and it happens perfectly every time. So why not come on board? She has been a tremendous resource to me. She has introduced me to a lot of people, making connections in the St. Louis area. And
which isn't always easy to do.
No, it's not. Not just starting out in the industry. Most of the partnerships have been, you know, 15 or 20 years. And when you're just coming in, it's very difficult to overcome some of those. Just making a warm introduction, I can't count the number of people that she's introduced me to just to say, hey, you should check this girl out. She's really cool. So that's been amazing, just being able to be within her network. And then she's helped me to broaden my vision. She has really kind of come on board and allowed me to see bigger than just the St. Louis area. Being able to expand and be more polished, more professional, more seasoned. She's got a lot of wisdom, and I'm just grateful to be on board. This is an amazing experience.
Now, were you also in the sixth grade being pulled in by a teacher to go decorate decorate for prom?
No, that's not my story.
What is your story that's rude to an event planner?
So I actually was pulled into it by friends and family, but then I got my very first client, which was the wedding of Dawn Harper Nelson, our
another Olympian. Yes.
Yeah. And she contacted me only 90 days before her wedding and said, we need a planner. And I jumped in, and that was the very first professional wedding that I had the pleasure of coordinating. And I've been rocking and rolling ever since.
Dawn Harper Nelson.
Absolutely.
Also East St. Louis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also a track Olympian.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And new mommy.
She is.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yes.
I know.
So cute.
I know.
We
yep.
love them. We love them. They're a wonderful, wonderful couple. Her husband, yep. math teacher, correct?
Yes.
He's a math teacher.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And so coming together with somebody like Janetta, are you solely a bridal event planner? I know that's one of your, core focus anyway.
Yeah, so.
But you will do it all.
I've actually transitioned. So I have moved past the wedding space primarily. After going through a few brides, I realized that my love was actually for the design element and for the bridal fashion. I fell in love with bridal fashion. So since then, I've been producing style shoots, and I have an amazing partnership with a couple of bridal houses here. And so we grab some models and hit rooftops and, you know, have
and there's so many in this area, aren't there?
Absolutely, yes.
And so who is your client?
So my client is an innovator, a forward thinker. I am a strategist to forward thinkers. And sometimes that looks like an event. Sometimes that looks like media. Sometimes that looks like PR. It just kind of depends on what they need. And my goal is to be able to tie all that together.
I feel like calling you an event planner is not even correct anymore.
Well, I prefer to call myself a strategist to forward thinkers.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Just those who know, I'm rubbing my hands together right now because I you know, you want to give people the correct title.
Yeah, well.
You know, and yeah. title's one thing, but the occupation, what is yeah. what the occupation
yeah.
is called
yeah.
is another. And event planning is phenomenal
it
and
is.
Necessary.
It is.
And incredible when it is pulled off well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're doing more
strategy.
Than that. Yes.
Absolutely. So to piggyback off of what just Miss Janetta said, when you come into an event, it's more about the branding. It's more about creating the overall experience. And so on my end, that looks like strategy. When we sit down at the table, the client says, this is the vision that we have, not on the decor side, but this is what we want to accomplish.
Okay.
And so my job is to be able to tie all of those elements together, to pull in the funders, to make sure that the brand partners are taken care of on day of, pulling in the decor partners, pulling in additional vendors, the entertainment, all of those pieces to make a cohesive event. So I've been extremely blessed to be able to have some amazing clients. This year so far has been outstanding. We've done some amazing work. So we're really looking forward to the rest of the year.
I am beyond impressed. And yeah. we actually met how many years ago?
Oh,
we don't even know.
Gosh.
Was it like 6 years?
It was like 6 years. I want to say
like
we were at the
Sheldon?
No. No. Was it the 100? The 100 Black Men?
I don't know what it was.
No,
I can't. I'm not going to lie.
I can't.
And I'm not going to guess. I don't know.
I can't remember.
But I thought it was at the Sheldon. I just have it in my...
It may have been.
I don't know.
That is one of my partners as well. We love the Sheldon. So
we
it,
do love
it
the
could
Sheldon.
Have been. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
On what you're doing.
Thank
and,
you.
And cheers to the future.
It's amazing. Yeah.
33.
You know what I realized? She was 2 when I started this business. It just hit me.
I was her age when I came to St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
25 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
The 30s is...
It was frightening for me. So thank God that you're having a blast.
I am. Amazing clients, amazing partners.
Give people advice, though, as well, since you are a strategist.
Absolutely.
To... Forward thinkers.
Absolutely.
And if you're not a forward thinker, we want you to become one.
Yes.
There you go.
It's just a word for the people. Become a forward thinker. So what advice do you have as a strategist to forward thinkers? Just in general. I'm opening up the window for you.
Go ahead. Well, thank you. So the biggest thing I can say is think around and not through.
Ooh.
That is the best way to accomplish your goal.
And what happens if I think through?
You won't make it.
Because I'll be stopped? I mean,
absolutely.
Too many challenges?
Too many roadblocks. You will become stalled in your thinking. You'll hit a ceiling. And then you'll realize that you're tired. You're overworked.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really accomplishing what you set out to accomplish. So the best way is to think around first and then pull in the correct partners in order to accomplish your goal. Get some smart people on your team. Identify what it is that you can do. And then more importantly, identify what you can't do. And then bring people on board to fill that need. And that's what I do at Innovations of Excellence.
Think around.
And not through.
And not through.
Absolutely.
And then bring in the correct partners.
Absolutely.
And then what was the last part?
And the last part would be to identify
what you can do and not what you can't do.
No, actually both.
All right.
So identify what you can do, but more importantly, identify what you can't do.
Girl, this is the strategist to forward thinkers. I'm thinking I'm coming in here to talk about design, but I suppose I am.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Still
Absolutely.
Talking about
you are.
Design of life.
Yes.
Not just space.
Absolutely.
That's a good tagline for you.
Thank you.
Let's all write that down.
As we jot
We're all
down.
Taking notes. Design of life, not just space. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we get to do what I wanted to do. It was all something I wanted to do with you, Janetta and Portia, but that is take a tour of this
Yay!
Incredible space.
Yeah.
And
it.
So please know that I'm going to take pictures, and you will find those pictures at KMOX.com along with this actual interview, okay? So quick break on KMOX Profiles, and the tour of Personal Touches by Janetta is next. We are back on KMOX Profiles, and I am on the road for the first time, and I had to be on the road because Personal Touches by Janetta is a business, and I said event planning, but and you described it as...
Event decor, special event decorators or designers.
Yes, okay.
Design firm, yeah.
And so we are in the space where clients can come and choose... Yes, I want the black and white ostrich feather theme,
yes.
Or I want the king and queen chair theme,
yes.
Or I want glitter, or I want it all red. So we're going to tour the space, and you're going to walk me through. So where are we right now?
Right now, we are in the design center. So if a client calls us up and they have an idea what kind of color they want, what ideas they may have, I'll take that conversation, and we will have a sample table for them, and they can come in and we can make adjustments, we can go in the warehouse and we could trade it out, or we can just start from scratch, you
and,
know.
And yeah. Who knew that tablecloths had gone from, you know,
black and white to glam, you know, to sequin, to and petaliers.
What is this, a petalier?
That's a petalier.
So this one happens to be gold, right?
Gold petalier.
And it looks like a skirt with fringe.
Yeah.
But it's that is just gorgeous.
Yes, and then you have the palette right here, the Pele. And this right here is your gold. This is very popular. And of course, your sequin linen, your rosette.
Oh,
your Indian print.
I will take pictures of all of this for you guys, mm-hmm. So you can see just how colorful And multi-layered,
yes,
that you can be. Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
These are chair bands, you know, for your chair ties and spandex in different colors and table runners. And this is standard over here, but this is more couture.
All right. Okay. Yes. And so we're walking through. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, not only do we do this right here,
the different tables, specialty table linens.
This is called specialty, but right behind you, this is couture. So I had these custom made for a client.
Oh, wow.
Where they picked out a actual fabric swatch, and then we sent it to our manufacturers, and then they shipped the linens on here.
And because you can do that.
Okay. Yes, we can. we can do custom.
And we're walking into a completely different room. This is the larger warehouse with 25-foot ceilings, 50-foot, I don't know what it is, but they're high.
Yes.
And they're high for a reason.
Yes. Exposed probably about 20 beams. Feet, yeah.
Exposed
yeah.
beams, yeah. yes. Yeah.
So over here, Carol, we have a lot of pipe and drape. This is all standard, but over there is our couture where it's a sequence and specialties. We have carpet in any color imaginable. So you no longer have to be on the red carpet. You could be on the purple carpet.
Really?
You notice I keep saying purple.
You love purple.
Because I'm going to have a purple rain party this year.
Oh, good. Okay.
I turned 57. And that's going to be my purple rain party. So you'll be invited.
Yeah, I can do purple.
So over here, we have all of our furniture that we're taking on the road with us to the convention. They're packing it all up right now, getting the trucks ready for the convention.
Okay, and which convention is that?
This is for National Urban League and Kappa Conclave.
Okay.
Yeah, for this year. Over here is like all of our table linens and chair covers.
You skipped the palm trees.
The palm trees, yes, we can transform any space to any place. So we can take you to Hawaii, Morocco, Asia, anywhere in your mind that you can imagine.
What was the most difficult thing that you... And was difficulty just an installation, maybe? I don't know.
None of it's difficult. The only challenges that we run into is when we go to union houses where we can't touch our own product and we may be on a time schedule.
Oh.
So we're very limited. But I can't say that any of it is difficult. It's fun work. It's work, but it's fun work.
Who wanted and how was the skull of the what
this
is that
the western thing. So this
what
right
is
here
it
is a bull.
It's a okay. Yeah. Is that real?
It's real It's a real skeletal bull. It's real deal. So that's another unique thing about personal touches. When we do the research, I like to get authentic props for that.
And my next question is, who had the multi-layered cat stand at their
that
event?
That was the St. Louis Business Journal. What they did, they had the centerpieces and everything there, they donated to the animal shelter.
Oh.
So for the centerpieces, we had the cat balls, you know, and the toys and the leashes and the food, the cat food, the dog food, as a part of our centerpiece.
And they donated it all.
And after it was all, we had to take it and deliver it to the shelter.
Okay. Yeah. So you just kept one.
We just kept this part right here, yes.
This is my favorite thing in the whole, really.
The armored man?
Yes.
That's actually headed to Indianapolis, too, because, you know, the Kappas, they have the shield. Oh, there it is right there. That one has the shield.
Okay,
you know,
yes.
That's a part of that whole brand. But this is also Christmas decor because we decorate Christmas trees for some of the casinos. Like the 15-foot tall Christmas trees mm-hmm. that you see, the big wreaths. So we also do Christmas decor as well. But this is the prop side. This is the theme. So jungle themes. You see our tiger up here. Our beautiful white tiger.
Oh, he's huge.
We absolutely love him.
He's next to him.
He's a guardian of the warehouse. So don't come up in here. Don't come for us unless we call for you. Because our tiger
is guarding.
Will jump off of this thing right here and eat you alive.
And if he doesn't, the alligator next to him will get you.
The alligator will also, and the giraffe, and the monkeys, they will pop
out. The monkeys will mess with you.
Yes.
So yeah, she has a box of stuffed monkeys. Okay.
And we do a lot of themes with the ships. You see Hawaiian themes. God.
You have the coastal thing going.
Yes. Yeah. Anything.
And I see playful. I see kids' toys. And
we also have themes right here with the hard hats. As a matter of fact, we did something at the hotel one time that had just finished construction, and our client wanted to do a construction theme. And so we came in there. They were like, please don't come up in here with that. We just finished doing that.
Here's my white couches.
Yes, white couches right here. And all of this is glassware. We could do, the largest events we've done is 6,000.
Oh my.
So, and intimate for two as well. And this is our overstocked area. So we do large stages. So you need large props.
Right.
And this is a tree I built, actually. I made that myself.
Oh, my goodness. It's fantastic. Yep.
So we use this a lot when we do our autumn-type themes.
And it is...
probably about, 12 feet tall.
Yes, yep. Okay.
10 or 12 feet tall.
And what are the white things back there?
Those are like our avatar-type trees. They actually LED light.
Oh,
they're beautiful.
I bet they are.
If you remember the movie Avatar.
Yes, I love that movie.
And over here is our...
You can hear this loud fan going because we are in a warehouse.
Our unique furniture line right here.
And this piece of furniture is a high back...
It looks like that.
Yes, like a high back king's chair. It's very ornate.
And you see the black one back there over here?
Oh, yes. Beautiful.
The black one.
Oh, those are gorgeous.
They're 8 feet tall, and those are great.
So they are... tall chairs, and the back of the chair is 8 feet high.
This is our
black leather
elite furniture line.
I would say so. Elite furniture.
We have a walk-in cooler pass. I'm a florist by trade.
You buried the lead. You're a florist by trade.
I'm a floral designer.
So you have a walk-in cooler when we get flowers.
Yeah, 15 by 15 square foot.
One of the only decor companies in St. Louis that offers in-house floral design. So we bring it from market, design it here, and stage it out at the particular events. And you're really not going to find that in the St. Louis area with that being in-house.
That is
awesome.
That's
a really cool feature.
It also feels very good.
It does feel good.
Because I'm hot. Okay. And then you have, what's all this fabric, Janetta?
A lot of fabric. We are actually revamping and going through our inventory. So we're adding linen to our inventory. And we do fabric. And we're known for fabric for draping and the ceilings and stuff. So we're just kind of doing, we're in the middle of inventory counting.
So before I let you go, we're at the back of the warehouse. What does the future hold? Future's bright, that's for sure.
Absolutely. We're in the process of transitioning to having a special event decorating division, planning division, and also a party rental division. So we have the tables, the chairs, the red carpet, the step and repeat. So the public can come in and rent our props now and then go ahead and do their own event.
And lastly, a woman in business for decades now, successful, nothing but growth. What's your advice to other women and men who are listening, you know, who want to leave their current job or in between jobs and maybe they want to start a company? What's your advice to them?
My advice to them is to do what I did, and that was to stay on your job and start doing your event on the side. And when the side love or passion starts to, that income starts to overtake your income, or you have a partner that's willing to allow you to step away from your job so that it won't cause friction in your family, that's when you step into it full time. But don't ever give up on your dream. Don't ever stop, because we know that quitters will never win, ever. Ever.
The CEO of Personal Touches by Janetta Hawkins. We have known each other for 20-something years. I have watched your events. I've watched your work. I've watched you in person, and I've always been impressed. And I am so glad to finally have this opportunity to get to know everything that I could about you. So congratulations on all these years, and here's to the future of Personal Touches by Janetta.
Thank you so much, Carol, for being here. We appreciate you and love you too.
You've been listening to Profiles. If you missed any of this episode or want to hear other profiles, go to KMOX.com and click on demand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.